I kind of like it when I actually feel very differently to the general consensus. I want to defend whatever rating and review I give the film and build that on some reasonable discussion. So the Tintin film by Spielberg was quite well received, and being a Tintin enthusiast, someone that used to read the comics, graphic novels, I just found that wasn't an expectations thing. I think it was more to do with being pure and true to the original intentions of the Tintin series. I quite enjoy the challenge of trying to represent a very different view on a film, because you'll read the review, you'll see that reviewer's side of the story, and then you could read another review on the same film and see the other reviewer's perspective as well and understand how they're kind of seeing it from both points of view. And you can't really just cave in and just say, well, everyone thought it was great, and I'm going to look weird if I don't think it was great as well, so I'm going to give the Joker a 10 out of 10, you know? I'm not on the level of an influencer like Barry Ronger was. These guys were the original influencers before the internet kind of took over everything. Their opinions carried weight, they had authority, they'd been doing it for a long time, and obviously had an audience of people. And while I didn't always agree with Barry Ronger's reviews, he still had a quality about him that made people trust what he had to say and enjoy what he had to say as well. When I'm reviewing, I actually review with the idea that I need to be able to defend this rating. I need to have a number of reasons to tell you why I think this thing was an excellent 8 or a satisfactory 6. So I'm not really feeling as though I'm beholden to an audience or a filmmaking studio. If it's a good film, then I'm going to talk about it. I like to think of myself as quite fair.
Spling's opinions are so well valued that he's now begun to work with people who make films before they're released so that they get it right.
I'm kind of that film critic that really actually wants people to succeed, and I want people to make a better product going forward. And if I feel as though there's something in that film that could have been better, I almost want to draw their attention to that. And I think that's why directors really enjoy my reviews, because they're not just slating them, they're kind of actually empowering them and offering them valuable feedback. And I actually had one director come to me saying, you know what, I would really prefer to have your review before the film's been released. That way I've still got a chance to actually fix some of the things that are wrong with it. So I've been doing that a little bit. We as a filmmaking nation, it's quite funny because we're actually one of the oldest filmmaking countries in the world. But I think with our local film industry, we're still quite naive. Got a great crew. International filmmakers are always commenting on how diligent and well-informed they are. There are a few little niche areas. And obviously we've got the great film locations, really good actors. The main criticism is generally around our screenplays and then around our actors as well. We come from this background of more stage kind of work. The acting isn't quite as on par with the international sort of Hollywood standard as we would want. And I'm not speaking in general terms here. And in terms of screenplays, a lot of our screenplays are kind of rushed to screen. Usually these screenplays take about 10 years to actually be put together and polished and refined. Multiple rewrites. It's got a lot of eyes on it. And this is not to say we're not making great films, because we do have some fantastic films coming out. We can definitely see a marked improvement and maturity in the films that we are producing. The year that we had Five Fingers for Marseille, that was a really strong year for South African film. Canary and Meerkat Maante, really amazing films that came out of South Africa. And one interesting point to note is that female filmmakers, most specifically directors, are really kind of like a new wave or a next generation that I think can really put South Africa on the map in terms of our filmmaking. Audiences probably just are feeling more safe with Fast and the Furious and the superhero stuff, and everything's just so CGI heavy. It's all about the escapism. It's not really as focused on the character and drama as it used to be. More about that blockbuster element. And that's kind of where we're lagging, because we don't have the finances and the backing to really push to that next level. So I think it's a great idea to actually see a bad review and then go and see the film anyway, because that review really just kind of gives you an idea of where to set your expectations. And if you are expecting to see a bad movie, chances are you actually are going to probably enjoy it a lot more than if you were watching a movie that had been overhyped and then kind of just felt like a disappointment. Because, you know, if you're expecting the best movie you've ever seen and it isn't, you're just going to be disappointed. But if someone's told you that it's a terrible movie, you'll hate it, and you go in and you're like, that wasn't too bad, then that's kind of a positive experience.